Speaker John Guard's hometown schools lose more than $400,000 over 2 years under the Republican budget plan, and the city of Peshtigo gets less shared revenue under the plan. But the town of Peshtigo gains ground, getting $41,000 more in state aid than in the governor's shared revenue formula. But the big message from the Republican leader is strict limits on property tax increases.
We're going to get Wisconsin's fiscal house back in order, and you know, we're a very tough time economically, but we followed through on the things we told people we would.
Democrats are railing against the plan, like Sun Prairie State Rep. Tom Hebel on the assembly floor.
Holy cow! This was the worst budget I've ever seen!
Governor Doyle's criticism isn't as loud, but he's making the rounds as well. The governor conducted 16 satellite TV interviews to stations across the state in the hours following joint finance passage of the revised budget. Doyle has big problems with the GOP plan for shared revenue, particularly how it turns his $10 million cut in state aid to Milwaukee into a $24 million cut.
The city of Milwaukee cannot be the one place that just gets absolutely decimated by this. It just can't happen that way. It can't just be a way that you just say to the city of Milwaukee, forget you.
Speaker Guard says Republicans believe their method for sharing state money with local governments is more fair, and says the Milwaukee numbers have to be put in perspective.
They get by far and away the largest percentage of shared revenue. They get $362 per person under this plan based on population. The city of Madison gets $44 per person.
Doyle also has big problems with the majority plan to cut per pupil spending in schools and cut four-year-old kindergarten programs. The side-by-side comparison of the two budgets is being drafted now. The state Senate is expected to take up the Republican amended budget in 2 weeks. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.